Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. I have a good friend and neighbor who texted me Saturday morning telling me he found his dog dead in his yard when he went to check on it after breakfast. His dog was lying on the ground, a coral snake a few feet away. A coral snake is the most venomous snake in the United States. My friend was overwhelmed with grief from the unexpected loss of his little friend. For those who experience grieving, they know that grief comes roaring through like a raging tornado. Everything is fine one moment, and in the next, our world is turned upside down. There is no understanding it. There is no explaining it. There is only experiencing it. When grief strikes, we who experience grieving understand the great pain that accompanies it. American poet Emily Dickinson described this experience in her poem, After Great Pain, A Formal Feeling Comes. After great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious, like tombs. The stiff heart questions, was it he that bore, and yesterday or centuries before? The feet mechanical go round, of ground or air or aught, a wooden way, regardless grown, a quartz contentment like a stone. This is the hour of lead, remembered if outlived. As freezing persons recollect the snow, first chill, then stupor, then letting it go. It's all part of the process of grieving. My friend will experience the process as he mourns the loss of his little friend. He will find it is more than the letting go that will happen to him. The letting go is only a step on the journey toward real healing and emotional renewal. He will in time get a new dog, and his memory of his loss will fade. When he gets his new dog, it will be more than an acquisition for him. It will also be a psychological symbol that he chose to move on and embrace the joy he once experienced. He will not let go of the treasured memories and love his little friend brought to him, but each time he thinks of his little friend, he will smile with the memories he retained. That is the way it is with those who have moved on through the grieving process. It is how I now experience it. I no longer have the great pain or the profound sadness. I am no longer numb. I now remember the happy moments. And those memories bring a smile to my face and a sparkle to my eye. Poet E.E. Cummins' poem, I Carry Your Heart With Me, expresses how we who experience grieving go on and experience a great joy for what we had and never lost. We know it is still with us. I carry your heart with me. I carry it in my heart. I am never without it. Anywhere I go, you go, my dear. And whatever is done by only me, is your doing, my darling. No fate, for you are my fate, my sweet. I want no world, for beautiful you are my world, my true. And it's you are whatever a moon always has meant, and whatever a sun will always sing is you. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root and the bud of the bud, and the sky of the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than the soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry a heart. I carry it in my heart. Wow. That's how I feel about Babe. I carry her heart, and I carry it in my heart, just as I'm sure that you carry the heart of the one you lost in your heart. Never let it go. Let it warm you on cold nights and be with you in your deepest sorrows. That heart will always be with you. You know it. I hope your heart overflows with great memories of all that was good, and those memories fuel your desire to move forward and embrace all the good things life still has in store for you. And it does. Believe it. They may not come to you as you want them to come, but they'll come to you in unexpected, wonderful ways that will make you want to break out in song. Yes, that day is coming to you. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are coming your way. And maybe we'll all break out in song together and the world will look at us as we're crazy. But they'll see happy people with joy in their hearts. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.